as well get this out of the way, though, but I am 22 years with my lady. I know a lot of you are looking at me now going, what the fuck? How did this guy make the love of his life at 5 years old? That's crazy. No, thanks for that, though. I met her the old-fashioned way, pre-dating apps, when you used to just swipe left and right, pissed, going through a pub. And I saw her, and I knew in that moment, I am probably not going to do much better than that. It was a beautiful moment, and a shared moment. It would later be revealed that she was looking at me thinking the exact same thing, right? And so I can tell you, right, after 22 years, there's certain things that you're going to need to know to keep this afloat, okay? You're going to need to be able to read her body language. For example, if your lady ever squints and smiles at you at the end of a sentence, that sentence ceases to be true, and the opposite is now the case. Is anybody familiar with that? This is what it looks like. Pay attention, tune in. It's a TED Talk now, okay? This is what it looks like. Yeah, Jar, I think you should go to the pub and watch the football for the rest of the day. Have a little day for yourself down there, and I'll stay here looking after everything by myself because I fucking love doing that, don't I? Solid tip number two. Never make a sound of any sort when attempting to lift up your wife. No noise is acceptable. Not even a little, nothing. And it can't look like work on your face either. You have to have a facial screensaver. There's no point in remaining silent and looking like you're in agony. You have to look like you're enjoying it. So it's a Russian deadlift. It's all quads, straight back. Look like you're enjoying toddle, 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 toddle. Slide on the bed. The urge is to drop, is it not? The urge is to drop when you get in there. The fucking, fuck. Oh, don't look around for a high five. There's nobody there to give you a high five. Or there shouldn't be. Like, all of you, we were locked down for 2 years together. I was amazed. We had no arguments whatsoever. No argument. Well, we didn't exchange crosswords. In that I listened to her crosswords. And I saved mine for the cupboards in my kitchen. Anybody else do this? This is what it looks like. Yeah. I'm listening. I hear you. Yeah. No, I'm taking it on board. Okay, fine. Can fucking do the shopping yourself the next time. My mugs didn't know what the fuck was going on. But I know that it's going to be okay, but you have to be able to read silence. Like, I know the answers to a lot of my questions by the amount of silence that follows them, right? This is how it works, so this is what it sounded like during the year. I think I'm going to watch this match down the pub with the boys, Tina. Is that all right with you? No, you're right. We have the channel. We'll watch it here. It's cool. I mean, she's an Irish lady. She is an Irish lady. Let's have a cheer from the Irish people in there. Yeah. No, they understand. Like, I know Ian Stone doesn't give a fuck about the Irish. That's okay. But I will tell you, these people understand exactly how specific and particular Irish women are. Right? It's not going to be complimentary, I'll be totally honest. I assume compliments are coming. No. I guess it is a compliment. It's like a truth cannon that's loaded at all times. It's like they're not all Maura Higgins, but they're close to it, right? Like I say to my wife, is the only woman in the world who's ever responded to the sentence, babes, I couldn't love you anymore, with the sentence, try. It's a true story. I said to her the other week, I said, you know, you're the funniest person I know. And she went, fuck off. I was like, no, hold on. Do you think that I would remain with someone for 22 years if I didn't think they're the funniest person I know? And she said, I've managed it.
Thank you. Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Bears, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Yeah, I've been waiting for a girl like you. I forgot all about it completely last week. Well, you're listening to Liam Burke on The Liam Burke Show. Here we are for another week. And starting us off with Jarlath Regan with Irish Women Relationship Life Hacks. And we have more from Jarlath coming up later on in the show. Now, last week, I completely forgot about Valentine's. It was midweek, so I kind of didn't forget about it, but I didn't put anything in for Valentine's. So I said I'm going to throw in a few songs from Valentine's this week. So that's one of them, Foreigner and Waiting for a Girl Like You. And there's many more to come. I do hope you've had a great week, and I do hope that you enjoy the show and what I throw out there to you. And a lot of new stuff from, as I said, up around the Cavan Monaghan direction. And this one, just seeing it during the week come up, it was Mr. Jim Bates. We've played loads from Jim before, and he continues to hit the mark the whole time. Here is Look Around from Mr. Jim Bates.
No choice anymore. There's the devil and there's the deep blue sea. I don't like it when I look around me. Just the devil and the deep blue sea. Ain't a joyous, ain't no choice. Choice be away. Red over, you might be blue. All stunning sadness, it's up to you. Move aside to the right, or maybe it could be wrong. See what you got left, you might find all alone. There's the devil and there's a deep blue sea. I don't like it when I look around me. Just the devil and the deep blue sea. Ain't a joyous, ain't no choice. Choice will be when we.
There you go, Mr. Jim Bates with Look Around. Check it out on YouTube. I'm sure he has it on Spotify as well. A classic track from Jim, as all his tracks are. And it's great. it's fantastic to be able to play these guys' music, like the Dez, Tony, Jim, Jordan, who else we got? The 251s. We have, there's so many more. Roy Shields, Altered Lions bands. There's so many great bands around. It's just fantastic. And keep putting up great music, and I will keep playing it. Now, as I said, a couple of tracks from For the Lovers for Valentine's the other day, because I completely forgot about it last week. So here is Journey with Wheel in the Sky. Yeah, there you go, Journey and Wheel in the Sky. Now, I did tell you, it seems I kind of missed out on the Valentine stuff. I was trolling through Instagram, and I found these love songs ruined. And let me see who it is exactly. Yeah, I think it's, who'd I been? Starla Fuller or Josh Wolf. No, sorry, Josh Wolfe. You can have a look at it here and see for yourself. Have a listen. It's very, actually, you'd want to see the video. The video is quite funny. So check it out and listen to the song. You'll know, you'll recognise some of the songs and you'll hear their take on it.
Let me introduce real quick. It's Kurt Chambers on guitar over here. And this is Miss Taylor Lynn.
Hi, y'all.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Now, Taylor, she came to me about writing a song together. And do you want to tell everybody why?
Yeah, I do. You were the perfect person to come to. My grandmother is Loretta Lynn, and she writes... Yeah! She writes her truth, and it's my 10-year anniversary with my husband this year, and we've really been going through some new stuff. We're in a new period in our marriage. And so I came to Josh.
If we could write a song together. She wanted to write a song about something that her and her husband have been talking about. And I just think it's probably pretty universal for a lot of couples. And so, but I thought we would put it to a song that that Beth liked also. So we could ruin that one as well. Yeah. whenever you're ready, man.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
Whoa. Oh, tie your shoe. I didn't put my shoes on.
That's all right.
Because I felt like I should come out in my uniform feeling just as sexy as I could.
I like your sparkling pants.
Yeah, well, this is Conway Twitty's wife's shirt.
Is it?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
His widow.
What's that?
Nothing.
All right, here we go.
What? Yeah.
Tell me something, girl. Are you ready to give it a whirl? And we could take it slow. Whatever makes you the most comfortable. And you told me we could try it on our 10th anniversary. Well, my dear, decades up, the time is here.
Tell me something, boy. Will you go first? I'll use a toy on you. Why do you seem scared? You want it so bad it... You could go first. It just seems fair. You told me, for better or worse, from year to eternity.
But what's what's the big deal? We do lots of crazy stuff.
This ain't no VJ. This ain't no role play. We're talking about anal now.
Yeah, I was trying to hold it in, too.
Oh!
No!
scared that I like it. We're talking about anal now. You first say no. Rock, scissor, paper, no.
There you go. Just part of the Valentine's, and it was Love Songs Ruined. The one that was done by, you know who I'm talking about. No, I can't think of his name. Now, wait, let's see if I can get it here. It might even come up on it now. But that was Taylor Lynn and Josh Wolf. No, it doesn't say here, doesn't it? I'm trying to figure out what is it. No, I cannot find it. And you know the one, it was in the film there recently with Lady Gaga and what's his face and Bradley Cooper. And that's it, spin on that song. And that's why I seen it the other day. I said, I got to play this. I got to play this. And I did play it for you. Anyway, let's keep going with some more music this time around from Deep Purple and Perfect Strangers.
Can you Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love you. You're damn right.
Yeah, there you go. That was the Black Crowes and Twice as Hard. Yes, and in the past week, we've got back out to gigs again. I was out at Pat last Saturday night in Navan, and it was absolutely class to get back out again, meet all the people. Although Saturday night is probably is not the night that you meet everyone, because on Saturday nights, a lot of the younger crowd are out there, and the other crowd that normally go to Pat don't go. They like the Friday night. I don't know why. They just do like the Friday night, and that's just the way it is. But it was brilliant. It was great getting back in contact with the guys. They're playing in the Well in Dublin, on the 25th, which is this day week. And if you can get around to getting to see them, it's $23.50, I think, a ticket. So go check it out and see what the story is. Anyway, here is Rod Stewart on The Liam Buck Show with Every Picture Tells a Story.
Been sad before. Make the best out of a bad. Come laugh it up.
Yeah, there you go, Rod Stewart, and Every Picture Tells a Story. Don't it? Yes, you're listening to Rod Stewart on The Liam Burke Show. Now it's time for more comedy, and I did promise you more of Jared Regan. And this time around, I've got How Women View Irish Men at Home versus Irish Men Abroad.
I guess for me, the hardest part to understand about being an Irish man abroad is the differing views of Irish men at home versus when they go away. Yeah, for the women in the room, if I ask you to think of Irish men, you go, fucking nightmare. Absolute write-off. Over-mammied. Wouldn't know romance if it hit them in the fucking face. Make a fucking effort. Make an effort. By and large. Some of you not on board yet. But let's face it, lads. The lads that have been away know this. That's our view here. But when we go away, be still my beating heart. All he has to do is open his mouth. Oh my God. Weak at the knees. It's the accent. He's so soulful. He's got such a free spirit. That's the truth, guys. It's like we're Superman. And our powers are useless on our home planet. You meet them all the time. They come up to you. Can you believe it? Can you fucking believe it? You go away. The girl's gone mad. I didn't have a fucking girlfriend. I couldn't get a fucking girlfriend at home. I go, they wouldn't fucking look at me. They wouldn't fucking look at me. They don't all talk like that, but the lads that come up to you are in such a state of shock and ecstasy and running from pub to pub. And like, you know, we have to accept, lads, that there's something in the opinion that the Irish women hold by and large of a lot of us. There is something in it. There is possibly, and I guess I'm rolling back on things I've said in the past, there's possibly a recessive gobshite gene. Okay? And it rears its head every now and then. You know, if you're going out with a good guy, then occasionally you'll do something and you'll be like, what the fuck? And you're like, that's like his Uncle Tony. Jesus. If we can accept that, fellas, if we can accept that, and I feel like we can, accept that that's in us and we have to force it down. You ladies have to accept. Yeah, get ready. That sometimes you might be. A little bit mean. Yes. Yes, lads. Yeah, I said it. You see the fucking reaction? A little bit mean. That's all I said. A little bit mean. A little bit. That's all I said. Unbelievable. All the lads.
Yeah. I don't know who said that.
A little bit, girls. A little bit. How many women in this room, ask yourself this question, have told an Irishman to fuck off for saying hello? And Tina said to me, Jared, the problem is that they don't say hello. They go, how are you? How? Yo, headband. Headband. I'm talking to you. And I am talking to my friend.
No, I'm talking to you.
Like, yeah. There's give and take here, right? There's stuff on both sides of this equation. The reality is, I'm married to one of you. I'm married to an Irish woman. And if I'm being really honest, hold it. She is a little mean to me. And the truth is, I like it. And I probably need it. I probably need it. She's the one that told me I have two types of clothes. Clothes that she's bought for me and clothes I bought by myself. She calls those unsupervised purchases. You saw the tracksuit. I need it. I need it. That's the reality, lads. Might need it. That's still a little bit mean. Still a little bit. Tina's the only person in the world I know that has responded to the sentence, "I couldn't love you anymore," with the sentence, "Try."
This is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
Hi, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
Billy and Bart Show.
Yeah, there you go. That was Night Ranger and Rock in America. Oh, yeah, on the Liam Buck Show. I don't know what's happening. I see over the last while my computer just every so often blips. I don't know why it blips, but I do apologise for it blipping on you and blipping hell to it. Anyway, what have we got? Oh, yes, these guys we're going to see next month. And it's not that far away. I think it's around the end of the month. I just have to double check that. It is Blackberry Smoke, and here is Just My Imagination. Yeah, can't wait to see them guys next month. It's been a year. like it was the, it was supposed to happen last March. I got the tickets for Father's Day and it didn't happen. And now it's coming around again. And I am so looking forward to seeing Blackberry Smoke in the Big Smoke in Dublin again. It'll be absolutely classic. Can't wait to see the guys again. Absolutely brilliant. Anyway, what else have I got for you? Oh, yeah, a couple more tracks before we finish off this week. What have we got? Oh, the Little River Band with Reminiscin'. Yeah, there you go, reminiscing from the Little River Band. Doesn't it kind of feel like it's kind of, well, it is yacht rock or cottage music if you want, but doesn't it kind of remind you, it seems to have that remembrance for me anyway. For, do you remember the Golden Girls? Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. Just that kind of weird, sorry, some would probably say, who is the Golden Girls? There you go. But if you didn't grow up watching the Golden Girls, You missed out. What the hell? I'm kidding. Absolutely brilliant. And actually, I still think it's on one of the stations at the minute. It just shows up again. There's that many stations anyway. Right, I'm going to leave you now with a track. A little kind of lovey track for the Valentine's that I missed last week. And I'm going to say sayonara. And I'll see you all next week. Come back real soon. Liam Burke signing off on The Liam Burke Show with his bad company. And can't get enough of your love.